Now, this is very important to see. It's a righteousness from God that's revealed now. And the word for righteousness is dikaiosune. A word occurs 92 times in the New Testament, 36 times here in Romans, and the phrase a righteousness from God occurs 8 times. And the root word, dike, just simply means right. It has in it justice, and to justify come from the same word. To be right is the primary meaning, and it's the antonym of sin. Sin means we're wrong, friends, and we're all wrong. Dr. Kramer gives this very apt definition. He says it's the state commanded by God and standing the test of his judgment, the character and acts of a man approved of him, in virtue of which the man corresponds with him and his will as his ideal and standard. It's what God demands, and it's what God provides. A righteousness, if you please, that is from God. Now, it's very important, by the way, for us to see this. And we'll be talking about this righteousness a little bit later. So I just move on from this. And we're told here, as we read on in this very marvelous section, for therein is a righteousness of God revealed, and it's from faith to faith. It simply means this. It means from faith or out of faith into faith. It means that God saves you by faith, you live by faith, you die by faith, you'll be in heaven by faith. And this is very important to see. I think I can use a very homely illustration. Quite a few years ago, more years than I like to think, I was born in the state of Texas. And when I was born, my mother said the doctor lifted me up by my heels, gave me a whack, and we live right deep in the heart of Texas. I could be heard at all borders, and I've always had a built-in loudspeaker. I speak too loud. And so that's the way it happened. I was born into a world of atmosphere. And when I came into the world, he gave me that whack, so I began to breathe. And I took in atmosphere. And do you know something? From that day to this, I've still been breathing that stuff called air. From air to air. From atmosphere to atmosphere. From oxygen to oxygen. And I was saved in the state of Oklahoma. And when I was saved, it was by faith. And from that time on, it's been by faith. From faith to faith. From atmosphere to atmosphere. And that's what Paul means when he uses the expression like this. Now he says, as it's written. And the word that's quoted here comes from Habakkuk, the 2nd chapter, verse 4. The just shall live by faith. And it's quoted in the 3 great epistles of the New Testament. Romans, Galatians, and in Hebrews. And justification by faith means that a sinner who trusts Christ is not only pardoned because Christ died, but that he stands complete in Christ before God. It means not only subtraction of sin, but addition of righteousness. And he was delivered for our offenses. He was raised for our justification. We might stand before God. Now, the act of God in justification by faith, it's not an arbitrary decision on his part. He does not disregard his holiness and his justice. Since God saves us by grace, this means that there's no merit in us. He saves us on no other ground than that we trust Christ. God is in danger of impugning his own justice if the penalty is not paid. He's not going to open the back door of heaven and slip sinners in under cover of darkness, and he's not going to let down the bars of heaven to bring you in, my friend. But he loved you, and Christ died for you to make a way. The penalty has been paid, and now we know that Christ paid the penalty for our sin, and our salvation rests upon through faith in his blood. He paid the penalty. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.